This is a Defocus Media production.
This is Dr. Maria Sampalas, and welcome to Corporate Optometry Nation podcast, where we interview eye care professionals in corporate optometry and take a different approach to a business aspects of optometry. Hey, Corporate Optometry Nation, this is Dr. Maria Sampalas. Today, I have the pleasure of interviewing Dr. Richard Marat. He graduated from the New England College of Optometry in 1985, has held various positions in private practice, TLC Vision Center as Practice Consultant, Senior Board Examiner for the National Board of Examiners in Optometry, also selected a Chief Optometric Services well, and currently is the Professional Director for Nationwide Vision in Florida. And so nice to have you on the call today, Dr. Marati.
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity.
So what made you want to go into corporate optometry and Nationwide Vision?
Well, I've got a pretty diverse background, as you alluded to. I've been practicing for 33 years in Florida. I worked for a while, about 11 years, for a regional chain in South Florida, corporate chain. And my last 12 years before I came to Nationwide Vision, I was had a sublease at a Four Eyes over in Palm Beach County. So I had the experience, I guess, they were looking for, and they were looking for a director for the entire state of Florida. So they found me.
As a director of professional services of Florida, what are your responsibilities?
Basically, I do all the recruiting, all the hiring. I do all the training, at least at the moment, until we get too large. We're relatively new. I do mentoring, so doctors can call and for consultation. I manage the network of ODs. Part of my job is also creating the brand awareness, since Nationwide Vision Centers is new to Florida, began in Arizona over 33 years ago, and we only expanded to Florida last year. So part of my job is doing things like this great podcast, to kind of let everyone know a little bit more about Nationwide Vision in Florida.
How many locations do you guys have in Florida currently?
In the Tampa market, we have 7 freestanding locations. In Orlando, we have one with a second about to open. When we move into the market, we also take over the JCPenney Optical Centers, and that's another division that I'm responsible for.
Well, that's great. That's great to see expansion in Florida and that doctors have other companies to be able to partner with. Are they sublease opportunities? Are they employed opportunities with Nationwide Vision?
Well, we actually offer both. Our main model is an employed model with full benefits and a bonus structure for quality medical care, not patient volume. But we also do some subleases depending on the situation and the doctor, whether they're able to bring their existing patient database along makes a lot of difference.
Yeah, I think that's pro optometry too, and being able to, by case by case scenario, to be able to, see if it's employed or sublease for the doctors. And I think that's also a good characteristic that might differentiate Nationwide Vision from others. What makes the employed model in Nationwide Vision different than other corporate optical sets?
Well, we offer a similar salary and benefit package to many of the corporate employed models out there. We do have an employer matching 401k. We're closed on 6 major holidays. A lot of retail is open on those days. We cover the ODs under our malpractice policy, our umbrella policy. They're not paying for their own malpractice. We reimburse for their Florida license and their DEA license. And as I mentioned before, we bonus our doctors on quality medical billing, not patient volume.
So how does that work? Because a lot of them work on volume and it's based on optical retail sales. Can you give us a little more information on how that medical model bone works? That's kind of new in the industry.
It really is. It's similar to what an attorney might do for billable hours. When we perform a medical eye exam, retina photos, glaucoma follow-ups, anterior segment photos, any kind of medical office visit, those using the 99 codes and the diagnosis matching codes for things like photos, that goes into a separate tracking system, a separate accounting system, and the doctors get bonused every pay cycle. And we call it medical consultation, and same thing holds for co-management of cataract surgery or co-management of LASIK. So we want our RODs to do all of that and be properly compensated for it.
So the medical model is the future of optometry. I think it's also a great addition to any corporate practice. What equipment do you guys provide your doctors to be able to provide high standard of care and equipment to be able to follow up with patients instead of referring them out? And I think it's great that you guys reimburse for DA licenses and kind of promote that. I think that's a big plus for your company.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Right now, all of our offices have new Topcon equipment. Most of them have retinal cameras, an FDT field, auto refractor, NCT. Some of the offices have an eye keratinometer. So right now, we're as high tech as we can be. At the moment, none of the offices have OCTs because they're in the growing stages. We're not seeing a high volume of patients just yet. We kind of want to build the office around the doctor, which means if they really want to do more anterior segment, then we'll make sure they have a topographer. If they really want to do more posterior segment, they need an OCT.
Well, I think that's a great value and differentiates your practice from others. Because some, unfortunately, you know, some of it is more optical revenue driven. So this model, I think, is pro optometry and what a lot of millennial ODs would want out of a corporate optical as well. If an OD wanted to fit scleral lenses or wanted to do dry eye treatments with plugs and things like that, is that an option with Nationwide as well?
Absolutely. All of our offices, again, the doctor, as much as they can do under their full scope license and as much as they're comfortable doing. So we encourage them. And again, that adds into their bonus. It's medical quality care.
Yeah. And that differentiates your office to be able to retain patients. Does Nationwide have a good retention rate that you're able to share? Or, I mean, is it still relatively new because you guys are opening new locations?
Correct. So. All of the seven locations, we've only got two that are open a year. The rest are less than a year. We're starting to get some return patients that are coming back for 6-month follow-ups or 1-year follow-ups. So it's too soon to let you know how our recare rate is. But based on everything we've been discussing and what we offer to patients, that it's kind of a one-stop shop. The only thing we really refer out is surgical. Hopefully they're going to want to stay on. And we won't know that yet. It's too early.
Is there a practice model or Nationwide Vision a good fit for new grads as well as seasoned doctors?
Absolutely. In fact, we have both. I've recently hired a new grad, a Nova grad who just passed the boards. As I've told you, we want to build the practice. I want the doctor to kind of feel what niche they really want to be in. Plus, with me and several other doctors in our network being 20, 30 years of experience, we're there available for mentoring. As far as a seasoned doctor, it gives them some job security, gives them benefits they may not have had before. Things like paid vacation, paid CE days, things that they may not have had where they were before, or if they were a leaseholder and now employed, gives them a whole new world of benefits they had to pay for themselves.
Yeah, and probably less headaches with administrative stuff if that's not what they want to do anymore. So sometimes it's just kind of nice to go in and practice the way you want and not have to worry about the additional administrative headaches of a sublease. So, you know, I think this model is what new grads want and probably docs on their way out for retirement and things like that. Do you guys do like doctors that want to do fill-in work? You guys have that opportunity for, you know, part-time docs?
Absolutely. I just hired two part-time doctors for the Tampa market. They may be working at a private practice or an ophthalmology office, and they just want to pick up a couple of days. I have a doctor who's doing a fellowship, is available Saturdays, so that works out very well for us to fill in on Saturdays. So we're looking for both full-time and part-time.
Are you guys open on Sundays?
We are not. We are open Monday through Saturday.
Yeah, I think that's also a plus for a lot of optometrists because they kind of want that work-life balance, and it seems like Nationwide Vision has that good work-life balance. What is the administrative upper management doing to kind of provide that work-life balance for optometrists as well? Because a lot of the millennials are looking for more of that and just an experience at work, be able to make a difference. And it seems like this corporation's really changing the way things are being done in corporate optometry.
Well, it's definitely a new model for Florida, no question. In Arizona, we're the largest employer of optometrists in the state of Arizona. We've also expanded to Nevada. We have some offices in North Dakota. So we're kind of slowly rolling it out. Florida is definitely the hot target right now. So what we're looking to do is hire doctors who want to basically practice like a private practice without the headaches, without the billing, without the overhead, without the staffing expense and headache, and just really do good optometry. Full scope primary care.
What are the hours there usually for an optometrist?
Our offices are open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. In January, we'll be rolling out one evening a week at each office till 7. We usually book our last patient about 1 hour before the office closes because of dilation and having them be on the optical sales floor after the exam, et cetera.
Yeah, those are good hours.
Yeah, it really is. And we're somewhat customizable at this point. I have a couple couple of younger women doctors who have smaller kids. So they may work 9 to 4. Some of them work 11 to 5. We're a little bit customizable at this point because we're still growing. We want great doctors. And we know as their kids get older, they'll be able to give us more hours.
Give you more hours and then the expenses get more too. I have 2 kids and, you know, being able to add additional hours if I need to is always important too. So I think that's a great option for ODs or new grads if they want to work with Nationwide Vision. How many locations do you guys have in Arizona?
In Arizona, I believe we just opened our 82nd location. In Arizona, we have 4 in the Las Vegas market, which is, of course, the largest market. So that office, that state also has expansion plans, but Florida really is the serious target. We've got 9 offices open in 1 year. So they're really pushing the expansion in Florida.
Yeah, that's just for ODs that are listening. They're in Las Vegas, Arizona, Florida, and you said North Dakota as well.
Right. In North Dakota, what we ended up doing is a couple of Sears locations closed. As you know, that's happening all over the country. And we were able to basically build 2 offices and take those 2 doctors in. Had they brought their patient databases, and we created offices for them.
That's amazing. That's very pro optometry. I think that's great that you guys are building offices around optometrists, not around projected income or projected volume. I think that's a great plus. How does that work for an OD that might be looking to leave an office or start somewhere else? How would they contact you guys for that? And what does your company look at for ODs that might want to do something the same thing?
I want to back up just a moment and let you know that we're always looking for great doctors. It doesn't matter how they want to come to us. We're pretty transparent. We tell them the way it is. We want doctors who want to be with us. We think we have a really good model. So we're looking for doctors. And as we expand, it's going to be ongoing for several years to come.
How did that North Dakota come about? Did they contact you? Did the doctors contact? Did you contact the doctors? Doctor contact you? So if there's a doctor, let's say, I don't know, maybe in Texas that might want to have their own practice or want to move from a different corporate optical to with Nationwide Vision, you know, outside their restrictive covenant, how would a doctor go about doing that? And I understand it's state by state and certain situations,
right,
but that option's available. How does a doctor take advantage of that?
Well, the way North Dakota happened was kind of by accident. That really wasn't a target state, but because we had 2 really quite high volume practices and we were relatively close with our JCPenney locations, we have those in every state. Our sister company, US Vision, has managed most of them until we move into the market with Nationwide, and we generally take over the control of those opticals. So the one in North Dakota, the 2 in North Dakota kind of happened a little bit by accident. The target states, they find a director such as myself for the state of Florida. So for anyone interested in any opportunities in Florida, they would contact me. We have ads out on iHire Optometry, Indeed, the AOA website, the Nova website, Local EyeSight. We're very visible, LinkedIn. So they can reach me in many, many different ways. If they just Google me, they'll find any which way they want to contact me in the state of Florida. For Arizona, my counterpart is Dr. Mark Peller. He's been the director in Arizona for over 20 years. So they kind of have the model working there, and they want to duplicate that model with me here in Florida.
Yeah, and I used to work with Rhonda Kratz, and Rhonda Kratz is a great leader. I think no ODs can go wrong.
Yeah, she's our new vice president, and she just started with us not long ago, within a couple of months, and she's got a lot of experience in the field and a great partner to be working with.
Yeah, she's a great individual, understands optometrists and what we want, and is pro optometry and a lot of experience in the industry.
Yeah, I think we kind of lucked out there. I think she's going to be a super asset.
When you're looking to hire new docs, what are you looking for, in any special training or credentials?
We're hoping, and we are asking all of our doctors to get oral drug certified, which in Florida, of course, is extremely important. It's a separate certification. And then we're asking them to get their DEA licenses, and we will reimburse them for their DEA licenses. So we want doctors who are at the top of their game. They can handle medical optometry situations. As far as the initial hiring process, obviously the more experience, the better. And our salary is commensurate with experience. We're not asking the doctors to be oral drug certified as a requirement of employment, but once they're with us, we really want them to be the best they can be. And really, no one else is doing that. None of the other retail corporate entities are asking their doctors to do medical because they're really not, they're more of a refractive model. And that's okay. It's worked for years. It's just not the model that we are trying to build.
What are some added advantages of an employed model with Nationwide Vision?
Well, we've talked about a bunch of them. A good benefit package, an employer matching 401k. I talked about the mentoring. We have doctors that are willing to mentor, myself included. We talked about covering the headaches of owning a practice or leasing a practice. We cover the staffing costs and the hiring. We maintain all the equipment. We lease all the office space. We do all the billing and credentialing. The doctor basically gets to be a doctor. So we also provide CE opportunities for no cost throughout the year to our doctors. Through Nationwide Vision, we bring in speakers. We get the hours credentialed, accredited. In Arizona, they do them 4 times a year. Here in Florida, we're just beginning that process. We'll be starting one in January. So they'll get between 1 and 2 hours of CE. Of course, they won't be TQ in Florida because we need to be affiliated with a university to do that. But we will offer the hours as many as we can, 2, 3, 4 times a year. So they'll be able to get a good portion of their hours.
Yeah, they can save a lot of money, and Nationwide Vision will have the good quality CE that they need as well.
Correct.
And it's also a good for to be able to network and mentor with other like commerce within the network as well.
The other thing we do is we kind of encourage inter-network referrals. If one of our ODs is really an anterior segment specialist, we ask our other ODs to try to refer anterior segment cases to that doctor. If another doctor is more specializing in pediatrics, then we want to kind of gear our referrals to keep it in network. We want our doctors to be doing as much as they can be doing in the specialties they want.
Yeah, I think that's a very good idea. And I guess for that topographer, that OCT, probably for that location that they can refer out to. It makes sense for Nationwide Vision.
Correct. We'd have 1 or 2 regional locations rather than an OCT in every office. The office is, we got to make it return on investment, of course. But yes, that's what we'll kind of inter-refer within our own network.
For the sublease location, does Nationwide Vision credential their doctors?
Yes. All of the doctors, whether it's a sublease or employed, are credentialed on all of our plans.
Is that just vision plans or medical plans as well?
Both.
Oh, very nice.
We want them credentialed on everything. It's kind of hard when a patient calls and say, well, you can go to that location, but not that location. This one's good, that one's not. So we're asking all of our doctors to be all in, and we do all the work for them. We do all the credentialing for them.
Yeah, I think that's also a great advantage because a lot of companies will say, we do our credentialing, but it's mostly for vision plans. And this is also for Medicare, Blue Cross, all the major insurances out there. So Nationwide Vision is really putting their money where their mouth is. They're saying medical model and they're doing it. And I think that's what a lot of younger ODs want. I think a lot of optometrists want to practice the way they want. I think this is a good model. And hopefully this will be the change in corporate optometry that we want to see to get other doctors, other corporate opticals, trying to be competitive in their value proposition to the doctors out there. So hopefully this will be the change that we need to kind of step away from, really retail optometry. I think you guys are doing great things.
Well, don't get me wrong. We're a retail optometry center, mm-hmm. but with a medical focus.
Yes.
We still do glasses and contact lenses of all types. We still do great glasses and glasses packages. So that's still a very heart of what optometry does, but we don't limit our doctors to that. We encourage them to do primary care, co-manage cataract surgery, co-manage LASIK, do as much as they are comfortable doing.
No, I think the medical focus is important. I think sometimes employed ODs, that's what they want. I think the sublease model ODs want that as well. It's higher reimbursements and for patient retention. But, having a competitive pricing in the optical also helps a sublease OD, get patients through the door. So, I mean, we're not knocking it. We're just saying that this is a different model, different focus. And I think it's great.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Any other information you want to add for any doctors that might be looking at this company or this model? Anything we didn't touch upon?
I don't think so. I just want to emphasize again that we're a different model. We're a new model to Florida. It's a long track record in Arizona. We're a new model to Nevada. So anyone interested in the Vegas area, please, you can reach out to me and I'll put you in touch with Dr. Peller, who's also the director for Nevada. So it's a model that we want to grow. I think most ODs want this model and they just don't always have the opportunity. So we're trying to create as many of those opportunities as we can.
Great. Is there an email address or a phone number if people want to contact you?
Sure, I can give you both. The email is dr.richard.merritt That's MARROTTE at nationwidevision.com. And my direct cell phone, 561-702-0684. And they can call me with questions or interests, and I will return the call.
Thank you, Dr. Marrett, for taking the time to be on the podcast. Corporate Optometry Nation, we got a brand new medical model focus, corporate optical. I think it's exciting, and hopefully other opticals will pay attention. If you ever want to change and a different aspect of optometry, corporate optometry, take a look at Nationwide Vision and look what happened in North Dakota and their expansion in Florida and Las Vegas. So don't be afraid to email him or give him a call and just ask and talk, because you know, as the years go on, they're going to expand and they'll probably do other states as well. So it's always good to keep in contact.
Yes. And thank you so much for the opportunity, Maria, to be able to come on the podcast. I appreciate it.